Romance and Impulsivity, a Foggy Nelson / Marcy Stahl fic, written by Martha the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Having recently eloped with Foggy, Marcy is nervous about the reaction of her new husband's family when she joins them for Christmas. Little does she know, there's nothing to be worried about. Marcy Stahl never believed in wishes. She didn't believe in the Tooth Fairy or even Santa Claus, and she'd never wished for anything when she blew out the candles on her birthday cake. But then she met him, Foggy Nelson, and out of nowhere, the wishes that she never made started to come true. People, and by people she meant her parents, sometimes asked her what she saw in him. Foggy Nelson, it was commonly said, was going nowhere fast. His law firm was one bad day away from going belly up. He burned any useful connections that he had when he left Landman and Zack, and the best that could be said about his looks was that he was cute. Personally, Marcy didn't feel that any of that truly encapsulated the person she knew. The man she admired and loved, even if she couldn't tell him so. Expressing her feelings had never come easily to her. Why start now? The thing about Foggy Nelson was, yes, his law firm was riding a fine line between staying in the black and being subsumed by the red, but they'd also had some big, career-defining wins that had made a lot of people sit up and pay attention to Foggy Nelson, severed connection with the biggest corporate firm in the city, or not. And as for that last thing, not everything was about looks. Anyone would look washed out next to Matt Murdock, who was a dangerous combination of hot, damaged idealist. For Foggy to keep pace with him and even outshine him in a courtroom was no small feat. Foggy was so much more than his appearance or reputation indicated. Marcy had known him for a long time now, and she loved him, whether her parents approved or not. Not, as it turned out, so they eloped in November, her own idea, and when Christmas came around, her parents still weren't speaking to her. That stung a little, but Marcy got it. Her parents would understand in time, she hoped. And in the meantime, she was going to be spending the holiday season with Foggy's extended family for the first time ever. She was a little nervous about that, not that she ever admitted. The fact that Foggy's law partner and former roommate had been invited to attend the festivities made her feel a little better. At least Matt was someone she knew, whereas the others, like Theo and Candace, were only names to her. Foggy was close to them, and if she felt a little threatened by that closeness, well, that was her own issue, and she wasn't going to burden her new husband with it. She spent weeks shopping for presents that were a careful combination of meaningful and extravagant that she hoped would be appreciated and approved of. Then came the task of selecting her outfit. While initially she wanted to wear her most stunning formal attire for the occasion, Matt assured her that more casual attire was the way to go. He was right, of course. She wanted Foggy's family to get to know her, not to be so intimidated by her that it was awkward for everyone. Christmas Day came, and Marcy's pulse fluttered with nerves. She only managed a few bites of the breakfast Foggy served her, a tall glass of eggnog and a delicate, very flaky croissant, which was Foggy's attempt at elegance for the year. She was jittery and nervous all morning, changing her mind about her outfit at least half a dozen times. She finally let it be when Foggy assured her that she looked amazing in anything. He wasn't wrong, but it was nice to hear on occasion, and she stuck with a floral sweatshirt and jeans rather than changing her outfit a seventh time. The drive over wasn't long, and Marcy knew she was doing a bad job of hiding her nerves because when Foggy pulled into the driveway and parked, he didn't immediately get out of the car and neither did Matt. Instead, Foggy turned to look at her and took her hand in his. "They're gonna love you," Foggy promised, his expression solemn. "You know that, right?" Marcy sighed. "And if they don't, then I will," Foggy murmured huskily. "I vowed to, didn't I?" "You did," Marcy agreed, smiling in spite of herself. Foggy grinned at her. "It's legally binding. That's very sexy. Ask anyone." "Oh my god, let me out of the car," Matt complained from the back seat. Marcy laughed and retrieved the presents from the trunk with Foggy's help, carrying them up the walkway to the house, while Matt rang the doorbell. The door swung open within moments and Matt disappeared inside, chatting away to a man Marcy guessed was Foggy's older brother. When a woman Marcy only knew from pictures stepped through the doorway and wrapped Foggy in a tight hug, asking about the drive over and work and Matt and half a dozen other things before she seemed to notice Marcy, standing awkwardly to one side with an arm full of gifts. She had no trouble recognizing her. This was Foggy's mother, Anna Nelson. "Let Foggy take those in, dear," Anna insisted, smiling at her. "He won't mind." "Not a bit," Foggy said cheerfully, taking the presents from her and disappearing into the house, leaving Marcy alone with Anna. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Nelson," Marcy said politely. "And you, Mrs. Nelson," Anna returned playfully. Marcy didn't smile. She sensed the motherly concern behind that comment with ease. She didn't imagine that Foggy's parent had taken the news of the spontaneous wedding any better than hers had. It was hard to be excluded from such an important moment in Foggy's life. She hadn't thought about it much at the time, but she did now. She'd just been too wrapped up in Foggy then, in the romance and impulsivity of it all. "It was my idea," she confessed immediately. "Oh, I know," Anna said, still with that same warm smile. "You make him happy, Marcy. That's what matters most, not who was invited or where the wedding was held. Do you have pictures?" "I do," Marcy confirmed, nodding her head. "You can relax, dear. I don't bite. I'm looking forward to picture time, however," Anna declared with such sincerity that Marcy smiled. She relaxed as Anna took her arm and led her into the house to join the Christmas celebrations. It was only later, after Marcy had eaten more than her personal trainer would have liked and opened more presents than she felt she deserved, that she realized this had been her wish all along. A big, loving family and Foggy by her side. The Nelsons were the kind of family who made her feel welcomed and accepted, without needing to prove herself. So she was right where she belonged.